D players here. So good, so good.
Well, what's happening next?
Disc error, they say. Up next is On the Town with Mikey D.
Except it is, are we Mikey D tonight?
Well, it's called On the Town with Mikey D. It's like how it's highly recommended with Mellow Max.
And oh,
if I were
it.
To hand off the reins, it could, ah, yes. And here's the theme
here's
song.
Here's the theme song. I love the theme.
Never mind, I need to change the profile over. So
changing the profile.
Too many buttons and knobs.
There's so many buttons and knobs, but you do a good job.
Back. What's up, everyone?
Hey, long time no see.
This is Mellow Max and DJ Snacks, and we're now doing On the Town with Mikey D here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is going to be a whole bunch of local music.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a band playing in Studio D.
Do we know the band?
I don't know what the band is yet. Joel will have to tell us. But we're going to
play
some...
Spill the beans, Joel. Tell us.
That's right, yeah.
Tell us what it is.
Oh, and also if you have a CD of some of that good new music, let us know.
Also, if you want to call, we're here.
Oh, he's in the other room. He can just stop in.
I'm just saying, to the listeners.
Oh, yeah, if anyone wants to call, you can still call in. If you want to talk about like local music and local music venues, now's the time to do it.
Let's do that.
And now, because we've waited so long, let's play a song by Clam.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought you would never say that.
me same.
Me same.
Yeah, this is Four Step Ascension.
Me same.
By Clam.
Let's go.
Oh, my hand can't reach that far. I had to re-slave the...
Slave the knobs.
Never mind, we're back.
Oh.
I need to it's still... I had to change profiles.
We had to change profiles.
Too, and I gotta...
Let me just take this opportunity to thank you, Max, for inviting me to participate on this very special, radio show this evening. Feels like a double whammy. You know, we started off talking about all of the concerts of the year, and what better way to kind of send out the evening with some local live music that we've seen, you know, get to really appreciate how lovely the local Boston music scene is.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And without further ado.
Okay.
Clam. Oh, this really is a reach here.
For real this time.
Yeah. Like, I need to, like,
do you want
move
help?
Some of these. No, I. Oh, you got it. Thank you.
Okay.
but don't be frightened, love, just forget about it. I will be the one to keep you safe from harm. Making memories for the winter time by riverside, don't fret your pretty head about it. When it's cold and my shadow keep you warm. See time just fly. And we're there kissing every day goodbye. Oh, oh. Perfect love, the gods above, what do I even know about it? Maybe perfect isn't what I'm meant to find. Cause all I need is just your easy smile to last a lifetime. No, I won't go on without it. How in heaven did I get to call you mine? See, I don't know. Still, I hate to see you go. But I. You mind, you couldn't help but smile at it. And your smile, that was good enough for me. And maybe one day when the summer's done, you'll be long gone and I won't even worry about it. Why worry when the moment tastes this sweet? See, I don't care if eternity's not there. Cause I don't mind.
Remember this song, girl, and dream a song.
Well, we're back.
Hey. Hello, hello.
So,
hi, Max's parents.
Hi, Amanda's, at least mom.
Probably not anymore.
Yeah, gone to sleep. Yeah.
Yeah. My parents love me, but they don't love me enough to listen to this whole radio show.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that my parents are like maybe cooking dinner now, maybe sitting down to dinner now.
Yeah. So is this just like running in the background?
Oh yeah. It's nice. Mostly for the dog.
Yeah.
It's mostly for Tess. Oh yeah.
Tess loves the sound of your voice.
She does. I mean, she might have not. She might be used to it now. But I know that when they used to put on my radio show, she would like turn her head.
Aww.
But anyway, that last song was Pretty Dirty in the Fading Light by. Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. By Ripe.
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 Ripe, fresh, and tasty.
Yeah, and local. Very local.
Very local. Berkeley boys. Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's right. And we were talking about how good their live sound is.
I think live is where they thrive, and even some of the like songs they have on like streaming services, I prefer to listen to their live versions.
Yeah, it's funny, the I don't think he works here anymore, but the one of the lab managers for Bray Labs, which is like two buildings down that way, it's the mechanical engineering lab building at Tufts, and he told me, like, I told him that I saw Ripe, and he was like, oh yeah, I go to the same bar as that guy, I see him all the time.
Yeah
Very local. I need to get my laptop charger in a moment, but before that we had Clam, and
honestly, give them any introduction or outroduction.
I enjoyed that song. It was a good listen.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's see, so two corrections. Joel's Yes cover band is Total Mass Retain.
Joel.
Yeah, they still sound just as good.
Just as good.
If not better. And the band playing tonight is The Only Humans.
Ooh.
And you can look forward to seeing them in about a bit over an hour.
A bit over an hour? What time are they going on?
Sometime. Between 10:30 and 11:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so good having a live band like
literally
two windows down.
Door. Yeah.
Yeah. And so coming up next, we're going to have a song from Slothrust.
Adopting bad behavior, I bit my tongue last night, woke up with blood on my pillow. I woke up thirsty. Words make less sense to me these days.
hide your face. Hide the grease and the taste. Taste the fluid and lace. Lucid falling from grace. No stories come out of your mouth
when your time is out.
Children run out of your house.
No father
crawling up your center of attention. You won't sell your soul, only your body. They're just fingers crawling on your nipples, groping for your center of attention, waiting to sell for a piece of paper.
lot of music we listened to, huh?
It sure was.
It sure was.
That's right. Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Right now behind us is... Oh, that's their hand symbol.
Oh.
It's another Clam song.
This is Clam.
Yeah.
With a B.
That's it. That's the hand symbol.
Pointer finger and thumb finger touching to form a triangle, and all the other fingers are sent back into your palm.
Make two fists at 45-degree angles and extend your thumbs and your pointer fingers and bring them together.
Just make them kiss a tiny bit.
Before that, we had Bent Knee with In God We Trust. When did you see Bent Knee?
See them with me?
Did I?
That was Clam opened for them.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I was there. And now they just opened for Clam on my radio show.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What did I think of
that? That was a decent show.
It was a good show. I thought Clam was a weird opener, but I thought the vibe was pleasant overall.
Yeah.
I liked that it was kind of avant-garde the whole show, because I guess I hadn't really anticipated that Bent Knee would be as avant-garde as it was, but it was very, very out there in the most exciting kind of a way. The most haunting, like, lyrics and vocal styles, and
yeah, that show was weird.
It was. I remember the lights actually being really good too. Like the lights were good. Can we take a moment to also talk about how cool some of the light, like, shows behind artists have been?
Yeah.
Do you recall any really good? Excuse me. Do you recall any good ones?
I think that Kikagaku Moyo's lack thereof really impressed me.
Yeah, but I remember just like staring at the, like,
they were gorgeous.
Them, but also the mist between them. Like, I remember just being really aware of the air between them as they performed and how it like glowed in the light.
Yeah, I also really liked the lights when we saw the psychedelic porn crumpets at the Sinclair. Yeah, that was silly. But, yeah. No, I think that there have been some good lights.
I liked the lights
I really liked the lights at the Levitate Music Festival.
Yeah?
Very bright and
because
daytime.
Because it was outdoors?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In between days, too. They must have had the same lighting guy.
Maybe. I remember Jacob Collier at House of Blues had, like, a thing where he tossed, like, a drumstick at a cymbal that was hanging from the backdrop at the right time so that the cymbal, like, played in, like, as part of the music. That was, like, a really cool use of the stage and the, like, backdrop area.
What venue was that?
House of Blues, baby.
Interesting.
Do you have a favorite local band?
Favorite local band? Yeah. I'm going to have to say...
Do you hear that?
No.
Oh.
What do you hear?
I hear like a metronome. Doop, doop.
It might be coming through from...
It also sounds like, we know when you're waiting to cross the street and it's
that is the walk sign down there.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It also, the walk sign down there has a great walk sign is on. We'll check it out when we leave.
Walk sign is on.
It's...
For all crossing.
Mm. Oh, no.
Walk sign is on. All crossing.
No. We had... Our colleges had different recordings.
You may now cross...
body music. All right.
Answer the question? What's your favorite local?
Oh, Guster.
Guster. Yeah. Guster's from this area?
They went to Tufts.
Oh, wait. Am I thinking of Duster?
I can't tell you that. But I'm
Duster
gonna...
is slowcore. Is Guster slowcore?
Guster is
Oh.
You know this song.
Yeah.
Satellite.
This is great.
Yeah. Yeah, they went to Tufts.
Wow.
Right over there.
You also did.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Right across the street.
I don't think I know enough local artists to have a favorite.
That's how I... Yeah.
But I also, I didn't like, I haven't been here that long, so yeah. Local bands, you better make yourself known to me so I can make you my favorite.
That's right. Let's see, local.
Of the bands that I saw this year that are like local in air quotes, I do have to say that like Bettany's performance was pretty amazing.
Well, actually, my favorite local band is the Talking Heads.
Yeah, but have you seen them?
No.
So
I haven't seen Guster either.
Oh.
Or maybe they might be Giants.
Yeah, they're good too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at our handy dandy list.
I think my favorite local group that I saw this year was probably Sloth Rust.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked that show.
I think I really enjoyed Cirtze that at Nice Fest. Nice, mm-hmm. comma, a fest. That was really cool. But in a way, I think that I just haven't had enough local music this year. Like,
yeah.
I saw a lot of touring bands, and or a lot of bands that are, like, maybe formed here, but then like came back for a show. So maybe that's another like resolution this year, music-wise, is to like, we want to go to the Middle East more, mm-hmm. which means maybe we'll see more live music.
And also,
that's
I
local
mean,
anyway,
I can't believe it. I just haven't been to the Cantab yet.
Oh, I went once for a jam sesh, and I got vibed at the jam sesh.
You got vibed?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean that, like, the drummer was like, I want to play my music, not your music. Like, I don't want to play what you want to play. And I was really nervous because, like, it's hard being a small, like, lady in a environment where, like, old guys are used to playing. So I didn't feel so comfortable, and then, like, just, yeah. I feel like I was vibed. At the jam session, not in a good way. I feel like people use the word vibe for so many things, me included, but
yeah,
I think what I'm trying to say is that I didn't have the best time.
Yeah.
And I know the Candab Lounge is a really cool like place, and we live so close to it.
Yeah.
I think you live closer to the Middle East and I live closer to the Candab Lounge.
Yes, that is correct.
But it's not like we both don't live
yeah.
close enough to these places that
absolutely.
We couldn't go all the time forever.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll do another jam session. Maybe I'll have more courage and just, you know, do my thing.
Damn right. I didn't realize that you were playing. I know that you wanted me to go once for someone else's show.
Yeah?
Like your boss's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know you had a jam
was
sesh
that
there. That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's another concert I saw this year. I saw my boss's band. They're called the, it's an architecture term. Is it the Change Order? I think they call themselves a Change Order, which is a funny, clever little architectural word.
I get it, not.
A change order is usually submitted after substantial completion. Oh no, I'm lying to you. That's a punch list. A change order is when someone is making a change to the contract that has implications for time and or cost. So, you know, it's like a change to the contract. It's a change order.
Oh, wow. Did you take, like, a test on this, like, last week?
I did take a test on this last week.
That's crazy.
Wow, crazy. But I did see my band, my boss's band. He's a really great drummer. And they also are kind of like a cover band. They are pretty decent. And
nice.
I was proud to see my boss.
Absolutely. Who turned on the walk sign at like 9:30?
It's still going.
Oh yeah, I mean it always makes some noise, but is it?
Yeah.
No. It...
Yeah.
I don't hear the walk sign anymore.
What are we listening to, Max?
We're listening to Dr. Worm by They Might Be Giants.
Love it.
Growing up, I had a Zune, and I had Dial a Song by They Might Be Giants, that album, on it, and I listened to it a bunch.
I think I was late to the They Might Be Giants game, but I do like their music. I just don't think I could name a song unless I looked at, like, the internet for help.
Oh, well, they have Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Oh, yeah, how could I forget? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course, they weren't the first to make that song.
No.
And I really, really, really like the version of that song that the... what are they called?
I don't know. I'm not in your brain.
The Residents. The Residents do a great version of that. It's not local. I'm not going to play it.
No.
It's just called
only
Constantinople.
Local.
That's right. Only local, but it's a really good song.
How local is it if it's like, maybe we should start a band?
Oh, yeah. Like, we would be local.
Yeah.
I'm not talented.
We're so local, we're in this room.
Oh, actually, we were in a local band.
Oh.
Yeah, marching band counts.
Yeah, we were in a marching band together.
That's cool.
I don't actually play the trumpet, though.
Yeah.
So, I don't know that I can call myself, like, a true musician.
I guess I play the saxophone.
You are great at saxophone.
Aw, shucks.
Aw, shucks is right.
The only song I know how to play is Take On Me.
No. What was the other one? Birdland?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
That's right. I'm a two-trick pony.
Yeah, but you play it really fast.
Oh, yeah. It's because it's all muscle memory. I don't know how to play anything.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Anyway, what other local music did we see? Let's see.
I think the Scalloween was a lot of local music, if you want to pull up what that... I couldn't tell you which bands I saw, but it was...
Kittner.
Oh, did they play Scalloween?
You said Kittner was local.
Kittner, did they play Scalloween?
I didn't go.
They are local. I saw them at O'Brien's Pub. I think that's over in Alston or Brighton. One of those. And that was a weird show. I feel like it reminded me a lot of the smaller venues in New Jersey that I used to see bands in. Have you been
to
O'Brien's
New Jersey?
Pub? No, we don't need to talk about New Jersey right now. I don't need you to slander my state right here in front of me.
I've not been to either.
Oh, you know what band is local? So, you know my friend Ronnie?
Yeah.
Shouts out to Ronnie. He saw a local band. I think they're called the Q-Tip Bandits.
Oh, I know that. I saw the Q-Tip Bandits in a little basement in Alston.
Yeah, so we could play them because I didn't get to see them, but Ronnie put me onto them and they're really great.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Q-Tip Bandits are really fun. Yeah, my friend... Oh, I should play something by... I've played you Wafak before.
You have!
Yeah, Wafak, they're a Tufts band.
I
and
like them a lot.
They opened for the Q-Tip Bandits in this little basement show.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and one band still together.
Which one?
It's not Wafak.
Aww.
Yeah.
People grow.
People finish college.
People finish college.
Yeah.
That's kind of what happened to my band. So we all finished college and like went different places.
Yeah, and if the band's successful enough, then you have a job after college. But if not, then...
If not, then...
In or out?
In.
I don't know about that. Oh, there they go.
I keep hitting a little, the lights. I keep... There's cute little
Christmas lights
that I keep, like, bonking into. Like, just go on or off whenever I bonk them.
It's just, like, the halfway in where it's like, is it going to complete a circuit around, like, I don't know, something flammable?
Yeah, just bonks.
Bonks.
That's a fun noise.
Bonk, yeah. That's the noise that we use to get your dog's attention.
It is. I think the thing about seeing, like, a band in a, like, place like O'Brien's Pub is that, like, you have your regulars. You know, people are really going there all the time. And, you know, they have their taste in music. And I think when I went to go see this particular show, everyone was just, like, standing around and, like, bopping about. But, like... It felt like I wanted there to be more movement in the crowd, and like it felt like I was the only one who was really enjoying myself. So I'm not sure if I would ever consider going back there to O'Brien's Pub. Like, I would much rather go to the Sinclair, which is closer to us as is, or I guess even the Sinclair is probably like a bigger venue. Like, I'd say more in line with it is like Sonia or somewhere. Like the Middle East, where it's like low key and like local bands can play there.
You know, I went to an open mic night, so I might have caught up to you as far as how many concerts we went to.
Wait, what do you mean caught up to me?
You know how many people played an open mic night? I think it counts.
I don't know, Max. I think you're really just trying to beat me here. I need you
I really
to also.
I thought I had it, you know?
I think we can make up for it in the new year. We have to start out strong. Do you have plans the first week of January?
No.
Should we go to a show?
Who's playing?
I don't know. Call us.
Why not?
Call us and tell us who's playing. Is anyone cool playing? The phone number is
855-915-9636.
That's right. And if I could read better in the darkness with glasses on, I would be able to tell you
all
the
you
same.
Need to remember is 855.
855-915.
And then it's 915.
WMFO. And what is WMFO?
It's 9636.
It's
all on the right hand side.
You know, I used to have one of those like texty phones, like where you hit the like letter two times to get the number two times to get to the right letter in like sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been a while since I've had to do anything like that. Oh, you know what? What about like DJ'd sets like at a party or like a rave type thing? Like, does that count?
Ooh, if so, that puts me ahead of you.
Darn.
Yeah.
But I don't know, are we counting it? Because, like, at that point, like, are we counting an open mic? Like, I would say that's, like...
Maybe not an open mic, but maybe a DJ set.
1 in 3 adults has diabetes or pre-diabetes. Are you one of them? The National Diabetes Education Program is your source for free information on prevention and control. Call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And coming up next, we're going to have WMFO's very own Joel.
Tell me more.
Yeah, we're gonna listen to some Total Mass Retain.
Ooh.
I just gotta figure out which song. I mean, they're all. Let's
do a deep cut, maybe.
A deep cut. I was thinking Roundabout.
Why don't we just do that into the mic instead?
that could work.
Sky, they stop.